for me. I think that's why I was able to do what I did, because I was fearless. Concepcion Picciotto was not fearless. She was probably the most afraid person I ever knew, and therefore she was probably the most courageous person I ever knew, because she stayed out there all by herself, day and night, for 35 years.
Well, I do want to thank you so much for being with us today. Again, I've been speaking with Ellen Thomas. She is a part of the ongoing vigil in front of the White House to end nuclear weapons and to end nuclear energy across the world. And you can find out more at their website, prop1.org. That's prop, the number one, .org. Ellen, thank you so much for being here on KBOO today.
Thank you, Janka, for having me.
This is Janka Soderberg with KBOO Radio.
Good morning. It is just 9:30. This is KBOO Community Radio. Next up on Political Perspectives, Kristen Yount speaks with Rose Longoria of the Yakima Nation Fisheries about the Portland Harbor Superfund site.
This is Kristen Yount with KBOO Radio. I had the opportunity to speak with Rose Longoria of the Yakima Nation. It's her job to be concerned with the EPA Superfund cleanup. And she talked with me on Friday, February 11th. All right. First off, the Yakima Nation doesn't exactly sit on the Willamette. So can you talk about your role? Why does the Yakima Nation in the talks moving forward?
Yeah, definitely. So the Yakima Nation is a sovereign government. The reservation is in South Central Washington, but the tribe has ceded lands and regional custom lands. And ceded lands in Washington State and regional custom lands throughout the Pacific Northwest. The Lower Willamette River is a regional custom area of the Yakima Nation, and we're concerned about the contamination in the Willamette River, which is the most industrialized river tributary to the Columbia River. And so we're concerned about the pollution and contamination both in the river itself and then what is going into the Columbia. And so Yakima has been engaged for over two decades in, one, trying to get the site listed on the national priorities list as a Superfund site, and then two, being engaged in the cleanup process and decision-making.
I just want to tell our listeners that I heard you speak at the League of Women Voters Clean Up Our Rivers panel last week or this week, and you were speaking about the differences between two options. And we've said before that in cleaning up the river, the Environmental Protection Agency has come up with eight choices. The end of the public comment period that's coming up, they will make a decision of which of the eight to use. And a couple of them have been sort of knocked off the list because it's basically do nothing and let the river take care of itself. So that's monitored natural restoration, or is that right?
Recovery. Monitored natural recovery, yes, correct.
And in two of the plans that are being most talked about is Plan E and Plan G. Plan E asks for 84% of the river to just heal itself. And Plan G asks for about 64% of the river to just heal itself. And the remaining parts, the parts that aren't going to be left alone, will be either dredged and capped, or just dredged, or just capped. So what can you say about, how can you compare and contrast choice E and choice G?
Okay, so EPA has a conceptual plan that they put forward, and you're correct. There are several alternatives for cleanup. And back in the fall of 2015, EPA basically picked alternative E, which is in the feasibility study, and they've modified it slightly. But basically, that alternative is a $1.4 billion cleanup with about 7 years of construction time frame. And you'll have about 167 acres that are dredged. You'll have about 83 acres that are capped, and you'll have 1,800 acres that are monitored natural recovery. So the way I would say that is really alternative E that EPA is, or initially proposed as,